their days, months, weeks, years, but they all tie back to time as we know it. It varies from calendar to calendar, but it does mean the passage of time. And days is time. And days did not exist before God created time. So, the more that I have studied about God, the more I have learned about Him, I have learned He is absolutely, completely in control. And that before the foundation of the world, before He ever created anything, He was God, and in Him was all the power there was. And so when Jesus says and gives the commission to the church, go ye, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. He's God. And He was God. He is God. And He will forever be God. And He was there as God when time was created. I had never really considered time as something that God created, but He did. He controls it. He operates in it. He does exactly what He wants to with it. And because He's God, and there is no imperfection in Him whatsoever, everything He does is correct. So I have no fear of God ever failing to do what He promised. And I have no fear whatsoever that God would ever send me to hell. And I really don't have any fear that He would kill me and take me to heaven, because He knows what He's doing. And if that's what He decides to do, I'm all for it. So fear in my lifetime has changed considerably what it is, how it should be applied. And it is a respect of God that I now have. And I get up every morning and I believe that I am supposed to seek the righteousness of God that day, even though I already have His righteousness, and sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. He lives in me. He has all power. I say what I believe and I say what I think, and I try to make it very plain. But the truth of the matter is, that's just how much I've learned about it. So when I believe something, I'll show you why I believe it. I'll show you why I think it's important. And I'll do the very best I can by the leadership of God's Spirit to get you to see precisely what I'm trying to get across as the Spirit leads me. Now, the title, Ancient of Days, appears in Daniel 7-9, where Daniel is describing his vision of heaven. There an ancient and venerable person sits on a flaming throne with wheels of fire, his hair and clothing white as snow. The flaming throne is symbolic of judgment, while the white hair and title Ancient indicate that God existed before time began. Now, when I came up here, I didn't know that. So I was a pretty lousy pastor, because I had a lot to learn, and I'm still learning. Every one of you have still got a lot to learn, And you're still learning. And the moment you realize that and you understand it, is a growing respect for God's ability and a realization of your total weakness. And so, I've learned a lot since I've been here and God taught me. You've learned a lot since you've been here and God taught you. It wasn't me, it wasn't Leonard, it wasn't Kenneth, it wasn't Chuck Trusty. God taught you and He used us, and we weren't always right. But when we discovered we were wrong, we just kind of gritted our teeth. Nobody likes to be, those are physical teeth, nobody likes to be wrong. And we changed our minds. And we changed our mind to the way God thinks and the way God performs. Now, Daniel 7:9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Now let's take a look at Isaiah 43:13. Yea, before the day was, before time was created, before the day was, I am. He said to Moses, tell them I am hath sent me. He says, yea, before the day was, I am He. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Satan can never get me back. Satan can never get you back. And if you deserve to be killed for something you've done that has irritated God, then you deserve what God gives you. I speak this of myself and everyone sitting here. To accept the will of God is to accept God's judgment, to accept God's wisdom, to accept God's power. And to realize that whatever happens and whatever He does to you, it's just fine. And you need to learn to accept it and to go on with it. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. He says, I will work. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings. This church in its history, I guess from about the, oh, I...